evening. We'll have a few people joining us here in just a moment. We're just getting set up for the broadcast. And it looks like we're ready to begin. Well, welcome everyone to our Tuesday night celebration of life. What a great opportunity for us to get together tonight and talk about this topic, physical creation. The last several weeks, we've been working our way to this moment in time. We focused first on connecting with people, stepping into their world, taking down their walls of resistance, creating a safe place, and becoming the beneficiary of the cooperation and productivity that everyone holds back, on average, about 40% of their cooperation and productivity. What a great place to start, to get outside of ourselves and focus on the greatest secret of success in all ventures, agape love, a heightened level of awareness. Being able to see people as priceless and unique. We then started the process of learning how to use our mind constructively. I've had the privilege this last week to work on one of the chapters on the book. It's entitled The Rules Have Changed. Do we know the new rules? And the topic is about ease, something we all want to take head on as we move into these new times, these new economic times, because we have wanted. We just wanted things to be easy, less stress, less pain, less frustration, time freedom, financial freedom. Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this place? Not really. I'm not sure that we would understand joy fully without understanding the sorrow. But nonetheless, it's not an option because ease does not exist on this planet. And the pursuit of ease is just a deadly dead end. So we get to, instead of using our mind to go into some mystical time in the future and live these elaborate fantasies of what it'll be like then, we get to stay present in the now and make the choice to use our mind constructively. We had a wonderful conversation this afternoon with our daughters in our coaching session. We were talking about this very principle. Remember this? Not going there today, all that stuff over there, the fantasy, the catastrophe, the dark dungeons of despair and discouragement, all that stuff's over there. Not going there today. I'm not going to get carried away in my mind and be in discouragement. I'm going to choose today to stay in creation. First, fully present in my mind. That's the first place. That's mental creation. I'm there for a purpose. I'm not just wandering around or entertaining myself. I am there for a purpose. And we have provided you with five very specific ways to use your mind, constructive ways, that will manifest, it's a great word, a lot of people use it today, will manifest inspired ideas and impressions and solutions to problems. That's what that power greater than us manifest in mental creation. And when that occurs, parts of our brain light up that we normally don't use, and it ignites our passion. And then we bring that passion into our topic tonight, which is physical creation. Now, physical creation is the second of two very essential steps in creation. First, we create it in our mind. Then we create it in tangible reality. However, in physical creation, we are given two basic options. The work that is required, and effort and work is required, to create what we've seen in our mind in tangible reality, we can either do work that is burdensome and boring and repetitious and monotonous and mundane. Or we can work almost tirelessly, passion-driven. Just reflect on a time when there was something you wanted to do. I remember as a young boy waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning to go deer hunting with my father. We lived about an hour and a half from my grandparents, and we got up early and drove and got to the to my grandparents' house, and I still remember my grandma Christina cooking bacon and eggs. You could smell it. The odor of the bacon was just so inviting. We would sit around the table, and we had her homemade wheat bread with homemade peach jam, and we were all getting ready, and we were in Grandpa's truck, and on our way up the mountain, long, long before the sun ever came up, there was no issue. I compare that to times when my father used to try to kick me out of bed on Saturday morning to go mow the lawn. Boring, mundane, repetitious, yuck. A hunting trip with my father? Oh, what a wonderful experience. Passion-driven. Almost tirelessly working through a day that would go on for the better part of 20 hours. How about your experiences? Do you remember one of those? Matter of fact, I just remembered that one. Talking to you right now, I just remembered that one. Oh, my goodness. What a great memory from childhood. Isn't it wonderful when we have passion driving our action? And that is the objective. Now, I want to share something that is in the material verbatim. It says, there is a huge difference between motion and action, frenetic non-goal-directed activity and productivity. Frenetic non-goal-directed activity is like a dog chasing its tail. There are no badges of honor for being busy. Physical creation is not about activity. It is about getting results. Now, results do require action, but the focus is on purpose, not on being busy. Well, I'm going to try to do something with you. Not try. We're going to do it tonight. I want you to pull out a paper and pen. I want to walk you through what is clearly an ideal day. These are very difficult to do at this magnitude every day. But the closer we get to this, the more joy we experience, the more our passion drives our focus and discipline and effort and action, the more we create our dreams in tangible reality, and truly, the happier we are. So let's just walk through this. I want to start first thing in the morning. We open our eyes. Can you put yourself there? What's the very first thought we have? Oh, I didn't sleep very well last night. Or, oh, I'm tired. Can we hear the dialogue? Where's this coming from? These unhealthy habits of thinking. I'm going to recommend, if you're really daring, to have a 3x5 card sitting on your nightstand. The 3x5 card reads, I, in quotation marks, that's the real me, I want to. I get to. I choose to. And then one of my favorite quotes from Scroll 9, I will act now. I will command. I will command. And I will obey my own command. Now imagine, you just open your eyes, you reach over and you take that little 3x5 card and you bring it over here and you start reading it. I want to, I get to, I choose to, I will command and I'll obey my own command. Can you feel the energy of one of those mornings? Who's reading this? Is this really us, the real us? Or our thought processes, have they taken over our body? I want to, I get to, I choose to. I will command and I'll obey my own command. And then something happens. We make a conscious choice. I want to. You may not want to, speaking to your thoughts. You may not want to, but I want to. I get to. I get to get up. I get to take on this day. You may not want to, but I want to. Now, we're not talking to some voice outside our head. This isn't schizophrenia. This is just an audible conversation. I choose to. I choose to get up. I choose to do this morning. It is so fun when I see Ramona over next to me with a pillow over her head. So she's saying, I want to, I get to, I choose to. I want to, I get to, I choose to. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing in the morning, and we laugh about it, and we leap out of bed, and you take on the day. That's the beginning. You see, what we wake up with, that thought, quite often dictates our mood for the rest of the day. That's probably the most important thought to capture, the very first one we have in the morning. So use that little 3x5 card to make sure that you are in charge of your day. Now in charge, you want to feed your mind something very positive. We're going to have you this week feed it scroll number 5. Sweetheart, could you grab my book for me? You should see my office. It's spotless. Ramona took on this office this afternoon, and I will spend the next week looking for things. We reach goal number 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. Oh, this is a powerful scroll. I'll waste not a moment mourning yesterday's defeats or yesterday's aches of the heart. He tells us to seal up its container of life and not let one drop spill upon the sand. Can you feel that energy in the morning while we're reading this? You won't feel it if you didn't first get in charge, because the person in charge is reading this. He said, I'm not going to spend any time trying to put tomorrow's gold in today's purse or doing tomorrow's work while standing in today. Am I going to torment myself over events that may never come to pass? It's just a wonderful way to begin the morning, to wake ourselves up. Now, this isn't saying I want to live this day as if it is my last because tomorrow I'm going to die. No. But this day will be gone. This day is gone. Today is February 15th. Here in Utah, in about 4 hours and 45 minutes, it's gone. Never again. Except for in our memories and in our journals. It's gone. So how are we going to spend the day? Let's make that decision right up front. So first is get in charge. Who's in charge? 2, feed your mind something positive. We're going to suggest scroll number 5. Now we have one of those moments where we want to get some instruction. We are looking at the day, and we want to ask ourselves 2 questions. Question number 1, why am I here? Why am I here today? We've all heard we need to have a big enough why. And sometimes if our why has been, you know, over there in fantasy land, it'll never ignite passion. Everything about that process is just the opposite. It's just antithetical to the very creation process itself. What creates passion is one of the constructive ways in which we use our mind to get one of those inspired ideas and impressions and solutions to problems. Have we got a clear vision? If we do, we know why we're here. I'm here today to do the work necessary to create that. Create that right there. That's why. I've got a clear vision of exactly where I'm going. Now, that's ideal. Some may say, well, I don't know, Dave. Well, part of it is we may have had a why founded in fantasy. That's possible. And sometimes we just need to work. We just need to take action. And in the action, we'll get an inspired idea and start to get clarity. So if you don't have a why, that's okay. But you're going to want to, in the ideal morning, to say, why am I here? Why? To do the work necessary to get there. The next question is, we look at our things that are on the calendar for the day, our to-do list. Our second question is this. What does this and this and this and this have to do with creating that? Pretty simple. Why am I here? To do the work necessary to create that. Second, what does that and this have to do with creating be able to answer these questions. Now, we're going to take a look at this list. And last week we talked about goal setting. You know, maybe it's I'm going to intrinsically validate my sweetheart today. That might be one of them. I'm going to take on this task because it's the next thing I need to do. Okay, of all of these things on the list, what are the three most important? So write that down. The three most important things to do today. And we're going to have a few moments of meditation. Okay, seek some guidance. Because there may be something that's really important that we don't have on our list. Or in the past, we did not view it as important. We do all this, this, and this, and what's this big hole for? Well, that's when I come home and have dinner with my family. Oh, really? Maybe we ought to take a look at that space and see how important that might be. So we want to pick three events during the course of the day. Just three events. One, two, three. Three events that are extremely important. And this week we want to select events that involve other people. Okay? Now, we have our idea. I'm going to be doing these three events to help create that. It might be to create a better relationship. It might be able to, might be to find a relationship. It might be to build my business. It might be to be a better employee. That's why we did our goal setting exercise last week, so we could have a clearer vision of what it is we're doing and why we're doing what we're doing today to get us 1 millimeter closer to that vision. Now, in this ideal day, we immediately began the process of mentally rehearsing. Remember that one from last week? And for those of you who are here with us as guests tonight, welcome. We're so excited to have you with us. And talk to the person who invited you tonight so you can get these principles in your life. We talked about mental rehearsal and exploration and inspiration, planning, goal setting, problem solving over the last couple of weeks so that we could use our mind constructively, because now we're going to look at that first event. I'm going to use an example. Let's say at 10 o'clock, I'm going to be meeting with a prospect for my business, or I'm going to be in a team meeting at my office. That's at 10 o'clock. And it's really important when there's some things on the agenda today that we need to discuss, and I want to show up whole and complete, real and genuine and authentic, intrinsically validating all of those in the room, stepping into their world, listening to understand instead of respond. I'm mentally rehearsing. I'm actually in my mind in preparation for 10 o'clock living that experience a couple of times so that I can mitigate fear, get some clarity around how I should show up. And 10 o'clock comes, and we do the first big event. We call these events power sessions. Power sessions. It just means I'm bringing all of my power to this moment in time. Show up. Step into people's worlds. Something starts to happen different. It's different than it's been before. And I leave that occasion knowing that I have created something exceptional. Something that may not have happened had I have not shown up in all of my power. That's a power session. Now at noon, we want you to get your mind kind of back into gear and raise your awareness level before the afternoon tsunami sweeps over us and we find ourselves tumbling in the surf, gasping for air. We want to read another scroll. This week at noon, we're going to shift scrolls, a different scroll. We're going to read scroll number 9. I will act now. My dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they're followed by action. Only action determines my value in the marketplace. To increase my value, I must act without hesitation. I hunger for success. I thirst for happiness and peace of mind. Lest I act, I will perish in a life of failure and misery and sleepless nights. Oh, this scroll is just packed with little nuggets of wisdom. And if you're reading it, I can promise you that sometime in that afternoon, you'll actually hear the words, I will act now, I will act now, I will act now. I will say these things until they become such a habit they just roll off my tongue. You'll find yourself saying them. So scroll 9 is so beautiful at noon. Please don't miss this one because it's going to be so helpful as you go into the afternoon. Now you go to your next power session. Remember, you have been mentally rehearsing or seeking inspiration. This could be the most difficult meeting of the day. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just for an example. And you step into that meeting or that appointment, and you show up in all of your magnificence. Not ego, but listening, caring. And you create another miracle. Now, sometimes miracles are only miracles in retrospect. But whatever you do, when you show up this way, it's better than it would have been and could, in fact, be marvelous. Now you finish the last one. Maybe it's dinner with the family. And maybe you're like I was a lot of the time, either not there or somewhere else mentally while I'm physically sitting there. Yoo-hoo! This time you came home choosing differently. Scott Irwin tells me that one of our board members, that when he walks home, comes home, climbs out of the car, and his hand touches the doorknob, it reminds him to shift his very busy thought processes from work to home. He doesn't shut off his mind. He just repurposes the power in his mind. He begins thinking about his wife and children. Isn't that beautiful? Next morning, he says, he touches the car handle and just does the reverse. But we're going to take this time at night, this block of time, this dinner hour, for an example, if this is the one you've selected. And again, it's going to be a power session. And you find yourself asking questions, saying things you normally don't say, noticing things, and wow, you're alive, you're present. As one client was telling us last night, she worked for the last 2 weeks with job interviews, got this brand new, wonderful, incredible job. But she walked in a power session focused on stepping into the world of these people. Oh, my goodness. And she said, I said to myself, silently into myself, I love you. And by focusing on them, I could see their needs. I stepped into their world. I met their needs. Interview the next week. Power session. Every possible thing that could happen. Came prepared in a power session. Ah, she got the job. Oh, it's very exciting. So what are you going to create in your power session? This isn't about a circus event. That's not what a power session is. A power session is about, shift that just a little bit. A power session is about you showing up. Not all the toys, you showing up, listening, stepping into people's worlds. Now imagine we just spent the day this way so far. We woke up. We made sure we were in charge. We fed our mind with scroll 5. We reflected on the things we had to do that day, and we said, why am I here? We got grounded. I'm here to create that. Okay? Then we looked at those things and said, what do these things have to do with moving me one step closer to that? And then we chose 3 of the most important. Then we began to mentally rehearse. When we got to that event, we held a power session. We brought all of our power to that event. At noon, we read Scroll 9. We then brought all of our power to a second event, and all of our power to a third event. we're going to take a moment before the day is over to journal what happened that did not happen had I have not been this conscious. What happened? Just write it down. Now, you don't have to journal a lot, just enough for you to remember it. And then scroll 7. I will laugh at the world. Man is most comical when he can't laugh at himself. When we laugh, it does improve our digestion. It will help us sleep better. It will. It's cathartic. It cleanses any cortisol and pheochromocytes out of our body so that we can relax and be at peace and sleep like a baby. Now I'm going to add one more piece to this ideal day. It's a moment where we choose to return and report the labors of this day. If you're prayerful, or you believe in meditation, that's what this moment would be for. It's reflecting on what's happened today. And when we have done as I have just described for today, we can, with great and clear conscience, say, I have done all that I can do today. It's not everything that could be done. It's everything I could do. Would you soften hearts and prepare the way while I sleep? Then we close our eyes and sleep like a baby. I don't wish to offend anyone's belief system. In my life, my experience is that power greater than me does far more work while I'm asleep than I ever do while I'm awake. Great partnership. The next day we wake up. What's the first thing we do? We take a look at that little card over there and I want to, I get to, I choose to. We take control of our thoughts immediately. We feed our mind. Why am I here? To create that. What does this do have to do with creating that? And then we look at that. Is that the next thing on the list? Has everything been done before this? Is this the next step? Okay, what are the three most important things that I can do today? If you have a family, dinner with family could be the most important thing that day. Dinner with a friend could be the most important thing that day. Seek a little inspiration. If there's anyone I can serve, put them on my path. Remember that? These aren't just tasks that we're doing. This is involving people. And then we begin the process of mentally rehearsing. Then we bring all of our power to that event and execute. We create intentionally a powerful moment, a power session. Scroll 9 at noon. I will act now. Then we create another powerful moment, a second powerful session, power session. Another powerful moment, a third power session. I've had people say, can I do more than three? I want you to know that out of the hundreds of people I've coached, five, have done three every day for a week. Five. Only five. And when you're done with the three, journal. What happened that may not have happened had I have not been that conscious? Read scroll 7. Do you feel? It's appropriate. I've done all that I can do today. Sleep like a baby. This is my promise to you. You do this for a week, as I've just described. Just 1 week. And you'll be telling me about the miracle that occurred. They're not always financially based. Sometimes they are. they are miracles. And the person knows exactly when it happened. They also know it never would have happened had they have not been bringing all of their power to this powerful moment in a power session. One that they planned in the morning when they were fully in charge of their thoughts and had fed their mind something wonderful. Oh, I would want to, more than anything tonight, is to have number 6 and then number 7. Here's the truth of it. Not going there today. Stuff over there. Most of us spend most of our time over there. If we spend a minute over there, we waste hours because of the chemicals it releases in our body. Sometimes it's undisciplined fantasy. Sometimes it's torturous catastrophizing. We get chemicals in our bodies that make it feel like this is who we are. This is my personality. No. These are just habits of thinking over there, and I'm not going there today. I'm staying in creation. Og tells us this in scroll number 6. If you have your scrolls handy, you can open this up with me. I just love what he said. He talks about, get there in a moment. Henceforth, I know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best. This is a wonderful introduction for this week, and I'm not inferior. There will be days when I must constantly struggle against those forces over there that would tear me down. Should you miss a power session? That's why we read Scroll 7. Oh, I'll laugh at the world. I'll laugh at myself. Wow, what thought process from over there talked me out of being present. I was in the meeting anyway. I was sitting at the dinner table anyway. Why did I choose not to be fully present and bring all of my power into this moment in the service of those with me? Because I know when I do, there are miracles in my life. Wow. Those guys over there, those guys are really powerful. And then choose to do the next one with even more intention. Do your very best. This week will be so revelatory for you. You will learn more about where your mind goes than you have through any other week so far or exercise that we've engaged in. Those are power sessions. Now, I'll talk to you about a couple of things. In the past, many of us have been engaged in procrastination. Og tells us that my procrastination is born of fear. Fear that I don't have enough time or enough energy or enough ability, all kinds of different fear. But he says, I've learned this secret. He's going to tell us the secret in a moment. He's just setting us up so he can explain it. I've learned this secret, which I'm about to tell you. Mind from the depths of all courageous hearts. Cour, I'm not saying that correctly because I don't have the proper French accent. Say it for me, sweetheart. Cour. Cour. She's chuckling and should be. Cour stands for blood, means blood. In other words, from the depths of the heart of hearts, my courageous heart, my heart of hearts, I've learned the secret. What's the secret? To remove the flutters in my heart, that fear that's holding me back, I must act without hesitation. Wow. shock or fear. I must act without hesitation. And the flutters in my heart will vanish. Now that's interesting. Now we could write an entire story around what that means. Very simply means that we have in our own mind made it worse than it is. And when we finally dive into it, something magical happens. He says, I know that action reduces the that lion of terror to an ant of equanimity, peace of mind. What is it that happens? What is it? I want to give you just the sweetest gift. I want you to envision that here you are, all this noise going on in my head, this fear, this anxiety, the flutters. And out in front of me, you see it out there, there's a task that needs to be accomplished. Now that task is also screaming at me. There's a deadline, you need to be filed by April 15th if it's a tax return. The term paper's due on Friday, or the report's due to the boss by next Tuesday, whatever the task is. The garage needs to be cleaned up, there are rats in the garage, or whatever it might be. We've got this task. It's screaming. But it is not yet screaming as loud as the noise in our head. This noise is louder. Now we kind of hear this faint thing in the distance calling our attention, calling for our attention, but this is what we're hearing. Self-doubt, fear, wondering about our worth and our value and our ability and all the stuff that goes inside our heads. You've heard me say, if I said half the things to you that you say to yourself, could we still be friends? All that noise. Now, we move ever closer and ever closer and ever closer to this deadline. And soon, this deadline is like right there. It is screaming at us. And it is finally louder than the noise in our head. Wow. Got to do something about this. And we finally jump in and do it. Whew. What is the first thing we often say? It starts off with, wow. Say it with me. Even though I can't hear you right now, I can feel you. You ready? Why? Ramona just said it.
That wasn't so hard.
That wasn't so hard. Wow. Why did I
wait so long?
Wait so long. Wow, that wasn't so hard. Wow, why did I wait so long? What Og was talking about, that I act without hesitation and the flutters in my heart vanish? That's how I conquer fear? Why is that possible? Here we go. Because you, the real you, free of the tethers of doubt, finally showed up. You were finally genuine. You embraced your genus, your genius. Have you in moments like that? Remember back in school and you did the term paper or whatever it might be and you turned it in to the teacher or the professor and you got back a pretty good grade. And you thought, you know, if they knew how little I actually did, or I waited to the last minute to do it. And the universe is trying to say to you, some people it took 6 weeks. But look what you are capable of doing when you shut off the noise and you showed up. How long have we been playing this game? Noise in our head, events screaming at us, finally jump in. Wow, that was hard. Why did I wait so long? Next event, noise in our head. That game, how long have we been playing this? I often hear when I ask that question of coaching clients, for a lifetime. Well, we get to stop it tonight. Because now you know that when you start the day and you're in charge, you feed your mind something good. You know why you're doing what you're doing. You're bringing your power to an event, a power session. You know that you're freeing your natural genius. This is who you really are. Your nature's greatest miracle. As Og says, there's a flame that burns inside of me, past from generations uncounted. It's a constant irritation to my soul to be better than I am, and I will be. I love in that scroll this message from Og. He says, I am not on this earth by chance. Think about this. When you seal up the container of life for this day, not spending another moment in the past mourning yesterday's defeats or trying to go into the future and torment ourselves over things that may never come to pass. When we're staying fully present in our mind, getting an inspired idea, or fully present in the now in passion-driven action, I am here for a purpose. And that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. Henceforth, will I apply all my efforts to become the highest mountain of all, and I will strain my potential until it cries for mercy. Now I've given you the ideal. This is truly the ideal for a day. Do your very best this week to be conscious in the morning. And take on the day by selecting those three moments where you can bring all your power into a power session. Create something that may not have occurred had you not been that conscious. Journal it. And then share it. Dave@ogmandino.com. Dave@ogmandino.com. Share your miracles with me so that I may know what happened in your life. When this young lady shared with us last night how she used these principles to change her career, a 50% plus increase in her income, having the confidence to do it. In other words, her own natural genius being alive. I was speechless. And I said, I'm seldom without words. But that's what I live for. And if you're truly courageous, be number six. We thank you all for being with us tonight. This week you have your scrolls, 5, 9, and 7. Your assignment, 3 powerful sessions every day, those power sessions. Take on your life. We look forward to being of service to you. If there's anything we can do, please let us know. And next week we're going to take on discipline and structure. Oh, when that hair raises up on the back of our neck when someone tries to tell us the way to do it, or we have to do it their way and we need to be right. We're going to take on those thought processes so that we can embrace the order and structure necessary to become abundant. Now, lastly, I just wrapped up last night chapter number 5 in the book. My deadline is the 28th of February to finish this. 120 pages, polished sufficient for an editor. Excuse me? February 8th, 28th to finish my part of it. Yes, yes. Ramona's reminding me it's April 28th when it's going to be printed. But February 28th is my deadline. If you'd like to participate, drop me an email at book, B-O-O-K, book at augmandino.com, and I will send you those five chapters if you will promise me to read them and send back some feedback. I'm not looking for, wow, that was wonderful. I'm looking for, could you say a little bit more about this? Or I didn't quite understand that. You're here with us in this journey. And we want to serve you and have this book serve millions. So if you'd like to participate, just drop an email. Book at augmandino.com. And lastly tonight, on the 16th of March, not too long from now, about 1 month, we're going to hold a couples retreat in Bear Lake. If you're in a committed companionship, and they happen to be with you right now, just look over at them. Ask yourself, would it serve us to spend an entire weekend immersed in these principles? The 16th is a Wednesday. We'd love to have you come in on a Wednesday afternoon, and we'll take you up to our retreat, our healing place, where we love to go. Many of you have been there for women's retreats or weekends. And we will spend Thursday taking on the topic of commitment. Snow is going to be beautiful. We'll dress you up really warm and put you on a snowmobile. We'll go to the top of the Rockies. Ladies get to drive first. Then on Friday, we're going to take on the topic of trust. And guys, we'll spend some time privately talking about how sometimes we can really mess up trust in a relationship. And the ladies are going to have an opportunity to spend time with an esthetician, pamper themselves. Then on Saturday, we're going to take on the topic of intimacy. Very appropriately. But what a wonderful part of a committed relationship when trust abounds and intimacy is the vehicle for expressing ultimate feelings. Then we have a massage therapist who comes in and teaches couple massage, shoulders and hands and feet. We have a wonderful dinner and a dance. We get to hear your favorite songs. And then Sunday morning we work our way back. The event is held at a very warm and wonderful cabin overlooking a beautiful lake with everything just frosted with snow. We would welcome you to take a look at this. Call our office, 800-701-2394. And if you're in a committed companionship, come. We only have five couples. This is very, very, very intimate setting for us to take on our lives. We have had 50 couples come to the cabin in the last few years, 50 couples. And we have watched wonderful miracles wherever you are in your relationship. Great relationship you want to have better. Some challenges you'd like to work out in a safe place. This might be your event. We'd ask you to consider it. Call the office and let us answer any questions that you might have. Well, thanks, everyone. Let us celebrate life this week by being fully present in the now. And take on these power sessions. And take on our fear. And embrace our natural genius. So that we can engage in life. Embrace these principles. Connect with people. Create value everywhere we go. And ultimately, enrich the world. Thanks, everybody.